This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm Lizzie Cundy. You're on FUBAR Radio. Wow, what a week. Well, we've had the BAFTAs, we've had the Brits, and now you've got Lizzie Cundy. Yes, I'm afraid I'm on my own again. Stephen, my lovely co-host, is not with us. So I've got you to keep me company, as well as a whole host of wonderful studio guests. I cannot believe I've been blessed today. You have one hell of a show. And we've got a wonderful studio guest who's already in, looking gorgeous. And it's Chantal Nandy from The Voice.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm amazing. How are you?
Very good, my darling. And how wonderful you're here with us.
I'm so excited. Don't understand.
Now, Chantal, how did it all come about, The Voice? Tell us a little bit about you, for those that don't know.
So I'm a singer-songwriter, and I used to do backing vocals after I finished my university course of accounting and finance and economics. And after a while of doing backing vocals, I decided to go full-time in an office. And then I decided last year I need to widen my comfort zone, should I say, and The Voice popped up and I said, why not?
Why not have a go? But I mean, that's frightening, because if those chairs don't turn, I mean, what is it like beforehand? Are the nerves just killing you? What did you feel like?
Because there's loads of us in the backstage area, all kind of just chilling out, listening to music and kind of just keeping each other's spirits up. But then once you go by the side of the stage, everything comes into perspective and you're like, oh my goodness, I'm about to sing, or the back of, as I was going to say, in front of.
Yeah.
I'm singing to the back of these amazing coaches.
Yeah.
And the reality sets in, really.
And what did you sing for them?
I sang Sixpence on the Richer's Kiss Me.
Oh, why did you choose that? Because, I mean, I bet you're thinking, what songs can I do? Because my friend,
exactly,
actually, Kim Mazzell, I don't know if you know Kim Mazzell, she did Soul to Soul loads.
Oh,
Young,
yes,
Hearts Run Free. And
oh my
she
God,
said,
her voice is amazing.
I chose the wrong song.
Oh.
No one turned around, but they all said, why did you choose that? You know what? You know, it must be so hard.
It's so hard because there's stuff that you definitely know you sound good on, and then there's music that you feel like represents you as an artist. And it's kind of like that battle of, do I just want to get turns, or do I want to get turns as the artist that I want to be?
Yeah.
And so that was the most difficult part. And when I chose this song, I was like, my music that I write is very indie, but it's got alternative R&B and electronic music, and I've got a jazzy vocal. So I had to find something that incorporated all of that and kind of made me stand out as who I am, really.
And it worked.
Yeah.
Didn't it? So tell everyone what happened.
Well, I was singing away, and it's one of those things where I thought I was going to be too nervous to kind of perform and get off the mic. But once I started, I was like, and the crowd were going, I was like, this is amazing.
Were the audience really going mad for you, weren't they?
They were.
Yeah.
And that was such a surprise, and a lovely surprise at that. And so I was like, oh, I can get the mic off. But then I was like, what if I hit my teeth? Maybe I should just like stay here and like just with the mic stand. Like everything was going mental in my head.
Yeah.
And I made a couple of mistakes. I've changed arrangements a few times. And then I was about to sing the last note and I was like, oh my gosh, no one's turned.
Oh.
And then so I closed my eyes and sung my last note. And in my mind, I was like, you know what? I'm going home. This has been an absolutely amazing experience. And then I heard noise. And I was like, why are they making noise? I haven't finished yet. Opened my eyes and Will I Am had pressed his button for me.
Woo, baby. And was he the judge you wanted? You got to say that.
Oh my gosh. No, but the thing is, I was always going to be like, if Will I Am or J-Hod turned around, I was going to go absolutely mental. And so it was just like unexpected, because at that time no one had turned around. And so when I turned and saw him, I was like, this is amazing.
Because I would have thought Jennifer, because she loved you, didn't she? She was really raving about you.
She was so regretful afterwards. And I was like, oh, Jennifer.
I know, especially to see you, because you're so cute.
Oh, thank
you're
you.
You're so adorable. So obviously you've got Will.
Yeah.
And what was he like? What did he say to you afterwards? He just... Oh, well, he's thrilled, obviously.
He's just, to be fair, when we met him, it was very much business. And I loved that about him, and kind of really making us understand that this is a competition, and out of this competition has to be an international star. And so I think that talk was just really, really constructive, and really made me think about what's at stake here, because I kind of thought, what the heck, why not do it? And then got in. And so, just realizing that this is a massive platform, and what's at stake if I win?
I know, and you could very much win this, darling. I want you to.
Thank you.
So, it really, is a dream come true, because it's very hard, because there's so much criticism sometimes to these shows like the X Factor. Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you feel about it? I mean, why didn't you go for the X Factor? Were you always wanting to do The Voice?
It's one of those things where I'm such a fan of all these shows. Mm-hmm. I'm a singer, and I have been doing things independently for a very long time. But when people came up to me, it's like, oh, those people on those reality TV shows. I'm like, look, the music industry is changing so much that you have to keep up with how it works. And like, you can stay there and say, no, I'm going to do things independently. But if it's not working for you, then why shut the door to other opportunities that are
very
there?
Very true. Very true. And it's a great platform for everyone to see you.
Definitely. Definitely.
And what were your family and all your friends like? I bet they were so nervous.
I didn't tell them until like the very last minute, to be fair.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's the thing with me is I've been doing this for so long, and I go to my auditions by myself, I like do all those things by myself, and it's just part of my life. And so this was just another audition, because I didn't know what was going to happen at the end of the day. So it was just really nice for my episode to finally air and for me to be able to tell them and share this wonderful news.
Were you watching it all around with everyone going, oh my god?
Yes. As a result, we didn't hear anything I said or anything I sung, because everyone was just screaming
screaming out loud. But you worked as a model, didn't you, before? You are a model.
Yeah, so like, I have a lot of creative friends around me. So I have like hairstylists, makeup artists. And so they're like, look, I'm doing a project, come over. And then we do these photo shoots. And that's something I really want to do, because for me personally, representation is a massive thing. Mm-hmm. And if we're always seeing straight models, that's amazing, because they're beautiful creatures. We all love looking at the catwalk.
Of course.
But also there's people that have curves, there's people that are tall, that are short, that are slim, that are petite. And I think it's really great to have more diverse models in the world.
I think so. Without a doubt, variety, spice of life, my love.
Oh, yes,
isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
So what's your hopes and dreams? What's going to happen after this show? Hopefully you could win it.
Yes, hopefully.
I mean, is it but your love is singing, obviously.
Completely. Singing has always been what I've wanted to do since I was a little girl. And that would be the dream. Like I've always said, I'm going to be an international recording artist, award winning, and that's what I'm going to be.
I love that. Yeah. But I can imagine the States really loving you.
Really? Oh my gosh, that would be amazing.
I could see that.
I would love to tour America and Europe and Asia and Antarctica, everywhere basically.
It was like world domination.
World domination.
World domination.
By Nandy.
That's what I love. I love that. You see? And you believe in yourself, and this is your dream. So dreams do come true.
They do.
It's a very inspirational story.
Thank you very
well,
much.
Well, we all are wishing you the best of luck here at FUBA.
I appreciate it.
I can't believe it. And you got Will. Well, I think you got the best judge.
Oh, thank
not that
you.
I don't love Ollie. Obviously.
He's adorable, isn't he?
He is. I bet he loved you. He's flirting with everyone, isn't he?
He is.
And then when he hasn't turned around for someone, he's like, damn.
But I think he's so adorable, and I think it's a great addition to the show, really.
I'm actually loving him. I'm actually loving him. And I think this year's show is particularly good because you are in it, my darling. Well, listen.
Thank you.
Best of luck from all of us.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate all the support.
And please come back in and let us know what happens next.
I'm here when you need me, when you want me. Just call me.
Just call me. There's a song there. Just call
me. If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far. Don't worry, baby.
Just carry on. We can forget the record. I love it. Well, darling, it's so lovely to see you. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
And all the best.
Thank you so much.
A star is born.
Woo.
On FUBA Radio. Right, quick check.
When no one makes me feel like you do. Upside down.
It's a crazy studio today. It's like Piccadilly Circus, everyone running in and out. It's wild. I'm very excited because I have not just two wonderful people that I look up to, but they're also my friends. I have the wonderful Gillian McKeith and Dorda Afton. How are you girls?
Great. Thank you for having us, Lizzie. Thanks. We're so excited to be here. You look amazing, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, you really amazing. Do. Amazing.
You're very kind. After the week we've had, we've all had quite
we've
a busy,
been so busy
week. Well, particularly you, because you've taken London Fashion Week by storm, and I was there.
Yeah,
you were. It was all very exciting, wasn't it?
We have had a blast, an absolute blast. I cannot believe that we did it. Oh, the nerves beforehand.
Gillian on the catwalk. I tell you what, it was something else. Honestly, you put Cindy Crawford in the shade. I couldn't believe it. You were fabulous.
They're calling her the British Gigi Hadid. I think she is.
I think you are, my dear, because I tell you what, you posed, you stopped, you did it, you didn't rush, because I hate it when the models walk by, and you really enjoyed it. You both were incredible.
You know, right beforehand, I was so nervous, Lizzie. I thought, oh my goodness, I don't know if I can do this. And then all of a sudden, I just kind of thought about Ben Stiller and Zoolander, and I kind of just, you know, brought
you
him in.
You just brought him in.
And I thought, I'm in a movie, and I'm Ben Stiller, and off I went down that catwalk, and I just had the best time of my life.
It was so fun, but when you're walking down that catwalk, it feels like miles long.
Right.
Yeah, we know this.
It feels like 22 miles.
Yeah, it felt really long, but there was such adrenaline. Like, I lost all the nerves. I just had adrenaline and excitement to go down it. I just want to do it again.
I love your daughter. She was so confident, though, and wonderful.
Thank you.
She was. We did get a rehearsal beforehand.
Yeah.
But it didn't help my nerves. The nerves went as soon as I thought of Ben Stiller and Zoolander.
Well, you were fantastic, and I love the designs. I love the T-shirts.
Thank you.
You look phenomenal because you're at the Academy of Theatre of Arts, aren't you?
I finished at Italia Conti Academy of Theatre Arts a year ago.
Right.
But I'm still training in performing arts, acting, singing and dancing. And I actually just recently got accepted to the top French performing arts school, which is in Paris. So I'm going to be moving there to train in acting, singing and dancing.
Mum, what are we going to do? Paris?
I know, I can't believe it. All of my own.
Oh, I would hate if my boys went. Don't go.
Because I know your boy goes.
My son is at Arts Ed. Yeah, Josh is he's loving it. But it's hard work.
It's very hard work, but it's my love and my passion, and there's nothing I want to do more.
Yeah, but her t-shirts were a school project actually, and it had to end in a fashion show, and boy did she pull it off.
Well, I have to say, because the t-shirts were unbelievable, and I was like, want that one. You're walking along, it's like, I really love that. I love it, you look fantastic. But girls, you really did, and you're getting so much press. I mean, Gillian, it's like there's a new birth of Gillian McKee.
I think so. Oh, I've got a whole new career, don't I?
Because you have been very busy. Yeah. Obviously, we knew before doing all the health and everything like that. But I mean, now you've got like a new branch of life in a way.
Well,
isn't
we
it?
Want to help new designers to get started in the fashion industry. It's very difficult. And so what we now are doing is wearing the outfits of new and up-and-coming designers to red carpet events, to premieres, and it seems to be helping them. In particular, the designer Elisa Visegi, she has now been on television shows with her clothing. Yeah. She's off to Hollywood in 2 weeks' time for another award since this all started. And she was ready to give up until we stepped in and said, Elisa, you're too talented. We're going to help you out.
And I mean, that's sad that it is so... It is a very hard profession.
Yeah. It is.
To try and...
One of the hardest.
Right. I mean, I know they say music's hard, acting's hard, but the fashion is even harder in some ways.
So competitive. Yeah. And just to get noticed, even a little bit.
Yeah.
So what we're doing now, the proceeds of Afton's T-shirt sales are going to go towards a new award that we're... In fact, you're the first one to know about this. Yeah. It's actually being announced
here.
This
is an exclusive, so it's
exclusive
going
exclusive for Lizzie.
Woo! Thank you. Here at
Fuba. Here we go.
That's what I like.
It's the McKeith New Designer Award. Do you want to explain
bum, 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 bum. And what it is it will be awarded to an up-and-coming designer at September Fashion Show.
Fashion Week.
Yeah.
And it will be for the an up-and-coming designer who we believe is worthy of needing help and assistance to get more done in their business.
Fantastic.
But they do have to make a promise. And that promise is that, number one, they have to use healthy models on the catwalk.
Only healthy models.
Only healthy models. When they showcase or have their fashion shows, they also have to use one older model.
At least.
Because a lot of the models are tossed away after a certain age.
No,
I don't want to see that happen. And also one model of average height.
At least one model.
At least one model.
Because it's a very... I mean, I used to do modelling, a lot of modelling. I started out modelling.
You were great.
Bless you. Thank you.
You're still great. In fact, you should be walking in Fashion
Week
with us.
Walk.
Well...
September, Lizzie.
September. I will do it for you. I promise. But it was very difficult because, you know, I'm not the tallest, but they would always, you know, I'm 5'7", but you had to be really 5'8". And I remember walking in and saying, oh, you're a bit... chubby because I had a round face, and I remember thinking, gosh, I'm a size 8, and I thought, oh, and there's so much pressure, isn't there, on the girls?
It's true, there is pressure, and so we want to make a difference. We want to get to the designers themselves. So by coming up with this award, we're saying to the designers, look, you can have this award, but here's what you have to do down the road.
Yeah.
It's the only way you can make a difference. The models themselves are coming to me saying, look, we're being told we're overweight. Mm. Meanwhile, they're skinny.
Yes. Yeah.
And so the only way to make a change is to get to the designers themselves.
Because
so that's what we're going to do.
The designers have the power to make the change.
Yeah.
And also it's really important to represent our whole population on the catwalk because that's who's buying the clothes.
Mm.
So that's the reason we've been doing all of this, Lizzie.
Mm. Oh, well, aren't you fantastic? I love you girls even more than I thought I could possibly love. I mean, the thing is, though, you're branching. You're kind of like a nice... It's like when I'm with my boys, I like to bring them in and work with me. And you obviously get on, you're like best friends, aren't you?
Yeah,
my sister Skylar as well. But she hasn't been able to come to some things because she's actually doing a master's degree in law.
Wow.
But we're like the three musketeers. We're so close.
Yes.
We're all best friends.
Yeah, we do enjoy spending time together. Yeah. I mean, I'm still the mum, though. You know, I'm still the mum. I mean,
Do you look at what they're eating and say, no, don't eat this? And
she doesn't have to do that because we're really good with what we eat.
I have to tell you, I've never once said to them, you cannot have that, because I knew that if I started that, you know, what's going to happen? They're going to go off and do that. The one thing I don't want them to do. So I've always said to them, here's how we're eating and you know, the food we have in our home is really healthy, and you know, you can do what you want. Mm. And as I've been working in television and doing various television shows around health, they've seen the end results of yeah. unhealthy eating, and they've decided on their own to not follow that route. Yeah. But I've never once said, Lizzie, don't eat that. Not mm. ever. It's better that way. Because as soon as you say, don't do this, yeah, you want to do yeah. it,
you
right?
You want to do it. That's the story
don't
of my life.
Don't press that button. We're going to press it.
I know. I was
in fact,
that.
I'm wearing Afton's T-shirt and it says, don't tell me what to do.
Well, I know. My mum used to always say to me, oh, knee length's good. Oh. And then oh, my skirts have got higher and higher as I've got older.
So have mine, good. Lizzie. My mum used to say, in fact, I'll never forget when I had my first daughter and I put on a nice skirt. It wasn't that short. And she said, surely you're not going out like that. I said, Mum, if you say one more word, I'm going to roll it up higher. Because I've always loved short skirts. In fact, even in my television shows, Lizzie, they always had me wearing these long, draggy
yes.
skirts.
Yeah.
And I'd keep trying to roll them up and he'd pull them down. I'd be pulling them up.
Well, I love this new image. Honestly, Gillian,
it's
I love
real
it.
Me. It's me.
It's you.
I just want to be myself.
Yeah. You're in a real
harassing yourself, finally.
Gillian is out.
The other thing is, why do we have to dress a certain way that people decide we have to dress because we're a certain
yeah,
age?
Like,
I don't
true.
Think that's right.
Well, I remember being in a bikini in Barbados and someone said, you know, in your 40s, you shouldn't really wear a bikini.
Oh, well, that's ridiculous.
And I was like, do you know what? I'll be wearing it when I'm 80.
Yeah.
Not when you're 90.
Yeah.
I'll never forget when I first came out with my TV show, somebody wrote, doesn't she know she's over 25? Why is her hair so long? I'm thinking,
that's so ridiculous.
No. Hair long, skirt short. There we go.
But look, it's all, you know, we can do what we want. Girl power, I
exactly.
say.
I think people should just be allowed to be themselves. You don't need to worry about what other people think. Do what is right for you, what feels right for you.
Yes.
You cannot live your life worrying about what other people say about you
yeah.
or what they think about you, because then you will be so stifled in your life and you will not go
well,
forward
exactly.
doing what you need to do for your own happiness
that's
and contentment.
Yeah. That's also what my whole T-shirt collection is all about. Every message is to empower people to be themselves and to express their creativity and to not worry about what other people think about them.
No, oh well.
So it's kind of like a double thing. We've
yeah.
got the message for empowerment, and also we've got the message to the designers in the fashion world. Come on, it's now time to make
Let's
a change.
Make a
we want healthy models on that catwalk.
Yeah.
We want older models on the catwalk, and we want other heights on the catwalk.
Yeah.
Let's have diversity.
Because when you look at it, it's actually quite unlikely you get someone that is 5'9". So, you know, size 6, and it's not actually natural, is it?
5'11"
yeah,
a lot
5
of the
11,
time.
Yeah, 5'11", yeah. I mean, when I was modelling, you had to be sort of 5'9", really. That was the lowest height, and I got away with it. But it's very tough. I think it's great what you're doing, girls. I think it's amazing.
Thank you.
And obviously, Gillian, they're tweeting me, should I say, because obviously they knew you originally for looking at people's poos.
That's right.
And I know a few shits you have a look at, though.
Well, it tells a lot about the health of the body, what you poop out, you know.
And you still believe in that.
Absolutely.
You can tell.
Yeah, the tongue is
well.
The window to your organs. The poo tells a lot about how you're treating yourself. It's a very interesting little connector to your body that reveals a lot of information. It's really important.
Yeah.
In fact, not only that, on a very serious note, it can be life-saving looking at your poo.
Wow. I must look at mine more often.
For example, if someone finds blood in their poo, then that they need to go and see a medical doctor, because that's an indicator of something more serious. It's very
yeah.
important.
Yeah.
So I've even had letters from people saying, you saved my life by talking about poo.
Wow.
So I know that there's a lot of jokes about it. And sometimes
I know.
I'm walking down the street and people go, oh, it's the poo lady. Hey, hi, how are you? Miss Poo. You know,
Miss Poo.
And but on a serious note, there's so much that you can understand about your body from
and
looking
at someone's tongue. Because
yeah.
I mean, I used to always get a few. I don't get them anymore now I'm not married. But I used to get ulcers a lot. And people
okay.
said, well, is that from worrying or is it from what you eat?
It could be from many different things.
Right.
It could be that you're deficient in iron, or it could be that you're deficient in a mineral, or it could be that you're very anxious, you know,
probably.
And stressed.
Don't get
or
them
it could
anymore.
Be that you've eaten something that you're sensitive to. There's quite a lot of different
okay. it's interesting.
End results that could.
Yeah. But I mean, you were, I loved you on when you did your little stint in Celebrity Big Brother.
That was my twin, Lizzie. Didn't you know
I
have a twin?
No, that was fantastic.
No, Celebrity Big Brother.
Sorry, I thought you were talking about the jungle. Sorry,
no,
Big Brother.
Oh,
I
the
loved,
jungle,
I loved my stint on Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah.
loved it. I went in there, did a house detox. Oh, met Gemma Collins.
Gemma's amazing.
Was it hilarious?
Yeah, I got on like a house on fire with Gemma, actually. Yeah. She's really great.
Yeah, she's a funny girl. Big character, though, isn't she? She's so funny.
So now we follow each other on Instagram.
And your friends.
Yeah, she's great. Yeah, she's good. I loved that. I loved the fact that I could go in, but leave. You know, I didn't have to stay there for 3 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
6 weeks or however long it is.
But you were so funny. Just stay with me, because when you were on, you must make me laugh so much. You wouldn't take any rubbish off any of them.
No.
You were so stern, but you were so comical.
The thing is, you've got to kind of rein it in sometimes.
You do.
You know, you can't be on eggshells tiptoeing around people when they need to change.
Exactly. And you brought up the jungle. Now, were you really fainting?
Because it looked... Absolutely. I have a history of fainting.
Wow. And it was
the first time I fainted was when I was about 4 years old, when I thought... I thought I saw Santa Claus when I looked out the... It was night, dark night, and I got up out of my bed and I looked out the window and I thought I saw him coming up the path, and I was like freaking out, but completely passed out.
Oh my God, Gillian. Because
also,
that
you get no
was so
food. You don't get enough food, so your blood sugar levels are very... They're all over the place, and
do you regret doing it? Or
I don't have any regrets.
No,
I don't think you can live your life with regrets. I didn't love it. Okay, I really didn't enjoy myself at all. But I don't regret it. No, I sit back and I think, oh wow,
I think it was
actually
one of the classic
did it.
Moments.
Sometimes I laugh about it. In fact, to be honest, I'm not allowed to forget about the jungle, because every single day, even today, I'm asked about the jungle, and it's how many years ago now? People say, oh, I loved you
almost
in the jungle.
Eight.
I get into
a
taxi. Yeah. Almost 8 years. I get into a taxi. The taxi driver nearly every time will say, oh, loved you in the jungle. I said, yeah, but that was, a few years ago. Oh, doesn't matter. It's all I can remember. I can only remember you. It's like yesterday to a lot of people.
Yeah. But it was because I must be hard for you watching, because they picked on you a bit as if you, in some ways, because obviously you were fainting and it must have been awful. And yet,
I'm terrified of spiders. I'm terrified of all insects, actually, but spiders are the worst. It's like a panic attack sets in. I feel terrible. It's so ill when a spider comes near me. It's terrible. I wish I didn't have that, but I just can't cope. I just can't cope.
Especially with them being thrown onto
and
you. That's like
on top
the worst.
Of you, Lizzie.
Thousands,
it's terrible.
And, like,
go
mealworms.
And try it and see how you like it.
I just don't know if I could. It's the rats that worry me.
And that's the other thing. Oh, I was stuck inside a coffin with rats all running around me.
Oh, my God.
And since then, I'm not good at going in lifts. In fact, I had to get in a lift here today, and it was so small, I actually thought I was going to have a panic attack.
And what about
ever since the coffin?
It must be hard for the girls if you can see Mum out there.
We were really worried about her.
Yeah.
We were really worried. But we had to call, actually, the show to make sure you were okay. Because they texted us telling us that you had... like fainted and you weren't well, and we were really
terrible.
Worried because we were in a different country at the time. We were living in France, but then when we went out to Australia, we had a nice time because we weren't in the jungle and we were staying at the Versace
Lucky
6-star
you.
hotel. So
how wonderful.
That's all I remember about it. But
how many were you in there for in the jungle? When did you get... I think people keeping you in because you
near
were
the
so.
end. She was there till near the end. I can't
you
remember.
Were so hilarious. It was enjoyable to watch, though. I know you weren't enjoying it.
No, I wasn't having
us.
A good time. I could probably talk about the jungle for 10 hours. It's like therapy.
Is it Dr. Bob?
He was great.
Oh, yeah.
He came to my rescue many times.
I did.
To the point that they were trying to imply that I fancied Dr. Bob.
Oh, my God.
No.
And today, obviously, you made the show, really, but they were so funny with you because it was, like, so comical. But
I'm glad you had such a good time, Lizzie.
I did. I enjoyed it. But you know what? It made us love you. It did. I have to say. You were so fantastic. But, girls, I want to talk to you all day, but we haven't got time. But, so, listen, we really want to get behind this campaign that you're
doing.
Thank
you.
And we'll support you here at FUBA, and I would love to walk the show for you
if
you're doing it.
We would love you to do that.
And I think you were fantastic, both of you. You took London Fashion Week by storm. Forget the others. Darlings, you were the best.
Thank you so much, Lizzie.
FUBA Radio presents...
Show with Johanna James.
A huge welcome to Beth and Karina. One thing I remember from Black Panther, I think that's one of the first times that I've seen a kick-ass female character that hasn't been sexy kick-ass, like Tomb Raider, Lara Croft. I wanted to be Tomb Raider, but I'm like, but everything, she kind of kicks with her butt at the right angle.
Yeah.
And what's important with her character is that she uses her brain more than she uses her body, and that is just so great to see.
And she whips off the weave.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was the best.
You got to whip off your weave.
Every Friday.
Back Row and Show with Johanna James.
From 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
my goodness. This studio! What is going on? It's gone potty. Well, thank you, Gillian McKeith. Isn't it crazy?
It's mad.
And I've got you two gorgeous girls.
What more could you want? What more could you want on your show, Lizzie? Come on.
Well, we've got Laurel and Hayley from Mum's Attitude, who I've been a big supporters of. So tell our listeners a bit about you that may not know.
Right, so MWA, it was like a little concept that Hayley and I had. We were sort of mums from school. Everyone else is a little bit vanilla. We're a bit crazy.
Yes. Yeah, we don't do vanilla.
We don't do vanilla. And we just thought that mums needed a bit of fun injected in their life. So here we are. We set up a podcast, which is on iTunes.
Yes.
And we are doing lots of video content for our Facebook page, MWA Mums with Attitude.
And we're now on Instagram with MWA.
We are.
And we're just
a bit crazy. We're just having fun. And I do really weird, crazy dares because I just don't care. And yeah, we just want everyone to join in and get involved
and just not take motherhood too seriously.
Yeah. Because do you feel that mums, well, you kind of, people sometimes think, oh, it's just boring. They do the school runs.
Exactly.
And nappies.
And kale, milkshakes. And
juicing. And I've lost
brownies.
And,
but we want people to go out and have some fun as well as being mums. We're not saying, like, leave your kids at home on their own. But, you know, go out and have some fun and enjoy life.
Yes. And it's just giving another sort of look at mums rather than that, you know, everyday stuff.
It's not losing your identity. Like, we were I'm not saying we were party animals before. We were never party.
Talk about yourself, darling.
She always was. But I just think, just because you become a mum, you shouldn't just be staying in and, like, you know, waiting for the kids to get up to school and put the uniforms out. Go out and have a laugh.
And we don't talk about what reading levels our kids are on, or, you know, what level they're on at judo. We just.
But do you find that some mums just want to talk about their kids?
Yes, we've come across a few. We do know a few of those, but we've been them off, obviously. But yeah, as I said, we're here to have a bit of a laugh and just to encourage people to get out there and enjoy themselves.
And it's like we're having a party, but everyone's invited. Like, we don't sort of
not cliquey. We want everyone involved
just,
here.
Come on, have a laugh.
Party, having fun. Sounds like
it is you, of course. I think you are the original mum with attitude.
Yeah, I am the mum with attitude.
We're looking for ambassadors, actually, Lizzie.
Well, there you go.
Come on, get involved.
Yourself.
Love it.
No, but my boys can say to me, Mum, I've like got Safi, you know, absolutely fabulous. My son is like Safi, who says, Mum, calm it down. What are you wearing? You can't wear like that. That is my son. I mean, I have got a serious attitude. I have to sometimes change around the corner, think, I can't let him see me wearing this. Honestly. That's
you
what
fall
it's
out
like.
Of cabs and cars, like she did.
Kind of like
I know. Mine are the opposite. They just expect me to be embarrassing and strange.
Oh.
So, you know, I've taken like my kid to a football camp wearing an Arsenal kit, all in an Arsenal kit. I'm a Spurs fan, and he just I just dropped him off. He wasn't like embarrassed. He just knows that's me. So all good.
Well, it's a great idea, but I mean, did it come about in a way because you think when you do become a mum, though it's obviously the most wonderful time of your life, you kind of lose a bit of yourself, you lose a bit of your own identity.
Yeah, you can do, but that's what we're saying, you don't need to.
You don't need to. We kind of discovered this at the school gates, like we were just talking and all of a sudden I sort of realised that she got it, like she wasn't one of those mums, you know, she had a bit of an edge, and then that's how we sort of
got together.
We were on the same level, and that's how it sort of grew and
came
grew and
pop, came about. Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, I love this. I love you too. How fantastic! So, who follows you, and what, and how do people get involved with you?
Oh, well, you can just get involved with us. We're on Instagram, but we are doing a lot of video content on our Facebook page, which is MWA Mums with Attitude. We've got a really cool competition running at the moment that we wanted to talk about.
Yes.
So we've actually linked up with Dirty Martinis.
Yes.
And it was based on the back of Dry January, because obviously
we're against Dry January, vegan, whatever.
Not
so
our
we
thing.
Thought we didn't quite launch it in time, but it doesn't matter. So what we're doing and what we're saying, we launched this last week. Want your listeners to get involved as well.
I like this.
We are going to put £250 behind any dirty martini of your choice. Now, we're also going to see if maybe, Lizzie, you were free to go and have a drink with the winner.
Ooh.
Don't want to put you on the spot.
Right.
We'll let you think about that.
Okay.
See if you want to come down, have some fun. So we've joined up. All you've got to do is basically go onto our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Tell us who you would like to take.
Just who's would be your best drinking buddy.
Who's your best drinking buddy? Who's the funniest person when they're drunk? And then we will basically, that's going to end end of next week. So the 1st, 2nd of March, we're going to keep that open.
Actually,
love
I don't think
Lizzie
could, I don't think 250 quid would go that.
Yeah, no. Lizzie, what are we doing?
Champagne, she's done.
That's for half an hour then for you. That's fine.
Oh, well, I am good fun, actually. Do you know what? I'm one of those that actually, I do love a drink. I love a glass of wine.
No, you're joking.
And the odd champagne. Yeah, I meet your friend Charlotte and I'm usually like, at lunch, I'm going to have a drink. And then I'll say, can I have three?
I can verify, but I know with her.
Just a couple, just to take the little edge off, and then I'm fine. I never get really, you never see me falling out of cars.
No,
or
no, I think that's a bit sad when you're above maybe 40. I mean, yes. Obviously people think I'm about 30, but no, I'm not. It looks a bit sad if you're falling out of 40.
I've
you're not 20.
I've always been able to control it, which is a good thing, but I do need a couple, and I love a glass of white wine with my dinner and a few little
lovely glasses of fizz. We love it.
I mean, I will definitely.
Good. We didn't want to put you on the spot,
well, but it's fine.
We're cheeky. You know that.
There, but I'll do it. No, I would love that.
Okay.
I think it's a great thing.
Well, as I said, we'd love just your listeners to go onto our Facebook page.
Right.
And it's an easy chance to win a lovely night out, you and your mates.
Drinking buddy. That's it. That's how simple it is. And we'll randomly pick a winner and done.
Who's your drinking buddy? Well, I love this girl's. Mums with attitude. Mums you could say attitude.
Well, if I've had one too many, maybe. I put my American accent
on. But she's dribbling at the same time.
Hayley's Welsh and I go American. It's just
no,
not.
No, I had an American guy on the shadow and he kept saying, you got attitude.
I've got everything. I've got everything. Like attitude, whatever.
And I'm a mum, yes.
Love it.
Well, girls, thanks for coming in.
It's pleasure.
So good to get
thanks
you. We've been trying to get you in for ages.
I know, but thank you so much.
It's good to see you in the flesh.
Fabulous.
Lovely to meet you. And we'll all go on to that. Mums with Attitude. That
MWA.
Is fantastic. MW, thank you so much.
Pleasure.
We love it. Right. We're going to have a quick track and then we've got our next guest. Phew.
I drank straight to my head. I went outside to smoke a cigarette. And I shattered my phone on the cement. But I don't give a fuck. Now I'm not making sense. I'm laughing at a joke that I don't get. I'm acting like these strangers are my friends, but I don't give a fuck. Yelling at the DJ, bro, your shit is boring. Doing things that I will not regret until the morning. I'ma make it rain now, another round is on me. I'm just here for fun and I don't care about the money. Shameless, raving to my people. Now I'm acting like I'm famous. Tell them take a long way. We could see the sunrise. Damn, you look so pretty when the sunlight hits your blue eyes.
Bar Radio presents
Joey Page.
This isn't Joey Page. This is one of Joey's favourite bands, Childcare.
I thought we could all just have a quick go at doing My Name Is by Eminem, and I'm just going to time you all, and you have to rap it as quickly as possible.
Yeah, yeah. Wanna see me stick 9-inch nails through each as one of my eyelids? Wanna copy me and do exactly like me?
Yeah, that was a good try, Glenn. Go.
Hi, my name is open brackets what? Question mark, close brackets. Hi, my name is open brackets who? Close brackets. My name is Slim Shady. Amen. Excuse me. Can I have the attention of the class?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is what? Hi, my name is who? Hi, my name is Slim Shady. Hi, my name is how? Hi, my name is what? Hi, my name is Slim Shady. Hi, my name is what?
Very good. I think we have ourselves a winner.
Every Wednesday.
Joey Page.
From 2 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
We've had the BAFTAs, we've had the Brits, we've had my bottom on the front of Closer magazine. I don't know whether you saw it, but anyway, it was very peachy. It's all happening here, darling, in the studio. We're having a great time. Hope you are too. And now my next guest is the gorgeous Chanel Ambrose. And she is the queen of makeup guru. Aren't you? You're the makeup guru, lady. We love you. Talking about your wonderful makeup range. So tell us all about this.
Okay, so I am a beauty blogger. I do beauty, fashion and lifestyle. And I started doing makeup online. And I decided to kind of, you know, test out different things. And I looked into lipsticks, liquid lipsticks, eyelashes, all the stuff I love in makeup. And basically put a range together.
Well, because you know what? I walked in, first thing I thought, I love your eyelashes.
Thank you.
I'm a bit of an eyelash queen. I just look at everyone's eyelashes and I thought, they're the best ones I've ever seen. I love them. So you've got your YouTube channel. You've got over 200,000 subscribers, isn't it?
I think it's 300 and something thousand now.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's done
impressive, actually. It's taken about, 6 years to get it to that. So... And I do love our family, though. It's a very positive space. I love talking about makeup, fashion, anything, really.
And you do travel, motivation, advice, everything?
Yeah, I do. And even a bit of mummy blogging, because I'm a mum as well. You know, I do everything.
You do everything.
Like, anyway.
You do it all. Yeah. You do it all. And I mean, what started you thinking I can do this? You know, because I know a lot of girls love experimenting with makeup, but you took it to the next level.
I kind of just wanted to do something different. I love the business world. I love, you know, being an entrepreneur. So, I mean, there's so many businesses out there that you can start up online, like selling hair and stuff. I thought, let me do something a bit different, makeup. And I just wanted to do affordable makeup for this ordinary woman, really.
Wow. And because there's been different fads of makeup, but I mean,
yeah,
because now we've got all the contouring. Mm-hmm. And the other day I did a shoot and the girl did this contouring makeup, but I kind of looked so different. I mean,
yeah, it literally transforms your entire look sometimes. For me personally, I try to today I'm a bit overly glammed, I won't lie.
I'm loving it.
I filmed this morning, like I'd done a video, so normally you kind of do doll up a bit extra.
Yes.
But I do like the natural look, though, yeah, personally, as in for every day. But
is this over the top for every day, would you say, a little bit?
I don't know, it depends on what people are interested in, really.
Because
I think you look fabulous, though, so.
Oh, thank you.
And it's how you want to wear your makeup, that's how I feel.
Is it? You really, yeah. Is it a comp? Because I'm obsessed with lips and I can't,
yeah.
I'm not good without a lip gloss. I know it sounds mad, I think I put it on in my sleep. I've got to have something on my lips, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Sounds rude. But I just, that is my insecurity. If I haven't got my lipstick in my pocket, if I'm out, I get a bit, oh.
I think we all have that one thing that we just love to do. Like, I have to make sure my brows are done. I am not leaving anywhere without my brows done. Or, you know, sometimes people do certain parts of their makeup, maybe just put on concealer. For me, that's not enough. I have to do my brows. Even if I'm going to leave my lips out, my brows have to be done. So if lips is your thing, do your lips.
But now with the brows, because I used to do a lot of modelling and they really overpluck my brows. Where mm-hmm. And now, obviously, the thicker brows are in. So what do you do? Would you just kind of say, well, pencil them in or have the tattoo? Or what do you think?
I would say pencil them in, because at the end of the day, if you want to change it as well, you can, you know, change the shape. You can use a darker pencil if you want to. You might just want to switch it up. So I wouldn't do a tattoo personally. I mean, if that's something that you want to do.
No, I don't like pain very much. So I don't really want to do that.
I've heard that the tattoo trend is actually getting a bit popular these days, actually. So it is a trend. But I kind of have natural thick brows, so it wouldn't make sense for me to do that. But
you've got great brows.
Thank you.
See, I'm looking now. You see, yeah. I'm looking through the monitors at your
But it's the pencil
makeup
that makes it look like this, though. You know, I really enhance it with pencil and concealer.
And what would you say is the best pencil then for?
I love Benefit Brow Pencil. Yeah. They have so many different brows. I think it's called Gimme Brow. I love Benefit's brow stuff, honestly. I used to work for them. That's how it all started, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I worked for them.
Are they
10 years ago or something?
Yeah, they're my. Yeah, I cannot actually believe you're 30. You look so young.
Oh, thank you.
You're incredible. And
thank you.
Mum of two.
Yeah.
You look so good.
Thank you.
Now, you, because you love your style and you do a lot for the plus size fashion as well,
don't you? I do. I do love fashion. I think that's actually the biggest thing of what I do in terms of why people come to my channel is to see the fashion stuff. People love hauls and seeing like what people buy. So I personally love the fashion thing as well. Like, it's really, really fun.
Yeah, no, I can see you. I'm loving your style. But I have to say, some people are scared of makeup. And I find it works. I love experimenting, but I tend to do the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, you get set in your ways.
I feel that I'm the same as well. But I think for me, when I change things, it's probably my lipstick colour. You know, it depends on how I feel. Sometimes I might just want to be, I don't know, a bit, you know, classic, I get a red. If I want to be fun, maybe a bright pink. If I want to be kind of neutral, then I get a nude. I change it like the weather, I guess.
I mean, what do you think of the Kim Kardashian... Because she's obviously doing her makeup side, and she, how do you think she has changed the whole? I mean, I know that with all the bum things that she's probably helped, but you know the makeup because she does do these tours. You know, people, crowds go to see her makeup.
Yeah.
And are you a fan? Do you think that it's you like her style and what she does?
I do. I really love Kim's makeup. I think she would definitely be one of the pioneers for the highlight and contour thing, although it had been done quite, you know, a few years before that, like Naomi Campbell and all the makeup artists that used to work on the 90s models, they did used to do a bit of that. But I think Kim really kind of pulled it onto the internet world, you know?
Yeah.
And I think she started her line late, you know? Her, like, contour and highlight range that she's got now, isn't it? I think she started it late. She should have started it like when, you know how Kylie got the lipsticks out as soon as, you know, people were talking about her lips.
Mm.
And I mean, people are still going to buy it. It's Kim Kardashian, so her makeup's fab.
But you could, she should have started it earlier.
She should have, yeah.
Well, you got, I mean, it's just amazing.
I think she learned from her little sister.
I think she did. But it's amazing how you can change someone's face with it. I just was like amazed. But I don't like it overdone. Like I said, the other day I did a shoot and I looked like a different person. I was like, I didn't recognise myself.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you can look really different with it.
Yeah.
So what would you say is the beauty tips for the summer? Because I think it's, I don't like to have too much makeup on in the summer, especially on the beach. What do you recommend for people to
I think it's all about skin. Kind of more soft skin or, you know, moisturised skin. I think, I don't know, for me personally, I just want to kind of die down with, like, the cakey makeup. Because sometimes I can go over the board. Like today, I'm a bit overdone.
I think
you look great. Probably more about, you know, embracing your natural beauty a little bit.
Yeah. And can it age you in a way? Too much makeup? Do you feel if it's too hard? Are there any tips you can give us?
It depends. It could. It depends on how you do it. That's the thing. Mm. And it depends on the kind of the type of face you have. Because sometimes, like, I would say if I strip my makeup off, I actually look a lot younger than what I am. So it depends. You might be trying to look older. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know? Because sometimes I feel that I do have to put on an effort to a little make, you know, so I can look like a 30-year-old. Otherwise, people could see, like today you said that I don't look very
young. You look like a teenager. You look fantastic. Oh, that's a good thing. Believe me. And also the glow, to get that glow underneath. You know, because if you're tired, you're running around, your skin can go a bit sort of grey and dull. What can we do?
I think it's about your bases, really. What moisturiser you use, primer, and then obviously when you've done your makeup, to get like that popping highlight, you've got to get a good highlighter. You know, like the gold shimmery stuff on your cheekbone.
Oh, I love this.
It's your base and then the finish.
I want you to do
That's how you get that glow.
I'm at a party later. Can you come and do my makeup, please? I'm loving this. And what I also love, it's cruelty-free. Because I'm a big animal lover.
Yes, yes, yes. I made sure that everyone can, you know, are able to use it, you know. Whether you're an animal lover or not, I mean, it's something that, you know, everyone can use.
Yeah. And where, for those that don't know you, though we know you're very famous, Chanel, where can they find you?
I'm on YouTube. So my channel is Chanel Ambrose. And then my Instagram is @ Chanel Ambrose. And I'm also on Twitter Chanel Ambrose.
Well, I'm going to be
very easy to find me.
I am following you right now.
Oh, thank you.
And it is so fantastic to see you.
Nice to speak to you.
You look so beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm going to take your tips on board. Okay. I really will. And do you do a nice lip gloss? Because I'm never short of one. I need one.
Do you know what? That's what I would love to launch next, actually. Some lip glosses.
Oh, please.
We ain't got that yet. We got liquid lipsticks.
Oh, send one to me. Well, lovely to meet you.
Nice to meet
and
you too.
Can I just say thank you to all my wonderful guests here on FUBAR Radio. What an action-packed show. Be with me this time next week. Lizzie Cundy from me. It's good night.
She walked away through a Jeep pack of cigarettes. Hard liquor mixed with a bit of intellect. And all the boys, they were saying they were into it. Such a pretty face on a pretty neck is driving me crazy. But I'm into it. But I'm into it. I'm kinda into it. It's like I paid for it. I'm gonna